Beloved, we have come together in the presence of God to witness and bless the joining together of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation, and our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this manner of life by his presence and first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of the union between Christ and his church, and Holy Scripture commends it to be honored among all people. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for the help and comfort given one another in prosperity and adversity, and when it is God's will for the procreation of children and their nurture in the knowledge and love of the Lord. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. Into this holy union, Amy Rochelle Scody and Stephen Wayne Bandelos now come to be joined. If any of you can show just cause why they may not be married lawfully, speak now, or else forever hold your peace. I require and charge you both here in the presence of God that if either of you know any reason why you may not be united in marriage lawfully and in accordance with God's word, you do now confess it. Amy, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Stephen, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Congregation, on the bottom of page 3, I expect you to answer with a loud voice. Will all of you, witnessing these promises, do all in your power to uphold these two persons in their marriage?
Yes.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us, male and female, in your image. Look mercifully upon this man and this woman who come to you seeking your blessing, and assist them with your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love they may honor and keep the promises and vows they make. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated as we read from the scripture.
A reading from the Song of Solomon. My beloved speaks to me and says, "Arise, my love, my fair one, and for now the winter is past and the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come, and the voices of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines are in blossom, they give forth fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm, for love is strong as death, passion fierce as the grave. Its flashes are flashes of fire, a raging flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If one offered for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly scorned. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Colossians. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Amy, Steve, God has given you the most beautiful day. I have never seen weather so perfect. And I hear that when everyone left the wedding rehearsal, there was a double rainbow. You have been blessed in so many ways. It has been a joy to get to know both of you. In the Episcopal Church, the church asks us to do premarital counseling so I can come to know the bride and the groom, and it's been a real joy to know you two. The scripture that you selected, the Song of Solomon, talks about the spring coming. Having waited all winter, finally the flowers are coming and they're in full bloom. And St. Paul talks about putting on patience. One of the most beautiful things about you two as a couple is that you both waited for each other. Both of you have lived full lives as single people, never settling for someone that wasn't right. You have shown us a kind of patience that most Americans don't have anymore. We just want to make it all the way we want it right now, right? We want fast food and fast relationships. Amy and Steve knew that love is worth waiting for. And they knew that God would answer their prayers in the fullness of time. And you two are so well suited for each other, and you're so ready to find each other, that it is beautiful. Amy, Steve has this great big heart, and it's so big that he will allow you to be the fullness of who you are. And he celebrates your talent and all your extraordinary qualities, your successes. He's strong enough for you, and he will help you to be everything you can be. And Steve, you found a woman who brings such color to your life, doesn't she? She inspires you. Your life is going to be so full and rich because of her. God's time is always better than our time. If we would only give God the opportunity to fully answer our prayers instead of rushing God, we would find that our prayers were answered more fully and more beautifully. And you two are a witness of that today. In the fullness of time, in the beauty of the seasons, God brought you together, and you are the better for it. Are you ready to be married? All right, come on up. All the way up here. There you go. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Stephen.
Take you, Amy.
To be my wife.
to be my wife,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward, to this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for better, for worse,
for richer, for poor,
for richer, for poor,
in sickness and in health,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
to love and to cherish,
until we are parted by death,
until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Amy, you take his hand. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Amy.
Take you, Stephen.
To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
May I have the rings, please? Bless, O Lord, these rings to be signs of the vows by which this man and this woman have bound themselves to each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Yes, Dave, if you would take that ring, putting it on her left hand, and repeat after me. Amy, I give you this ring.
Amy, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
With all that I am. In all that I have,
I honor you. In the name of the Father,
in the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Perfect. His left hand, there you go. Repeat after me, Stephen, I give you this ring.
Stephen, I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow,
and with all that I am,
and with all that I am,
and all that I have,
and all that I have,
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Now. All hands together, guys. Now that Stephen and Amy have given themselves to each other by solemn vows with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, those whom God has joined together. Let no one put asunder. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made and for which your Son gave his life, and especially upon this man and this woman, whom you make one flesh in holy matrimony. Amen. Give them wisdom and devotion in the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy. Amen. Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will, and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life. Amen. Give them grace when they hurt each other, to recognize and acknowledge their fault, and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours. Amen. Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair. Amen. Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others. Amen. Grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows may find their lives strengthened and their loyalties confirmed. Amen. Grant that the bonds of our common humanity, by which all your children are united one to another and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever. Amen. Most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in sending Jesus Christ to come among us, to be born of a human mother, and to make the way of the cross to be the way of life. We thank you also for consecrating the union of man and woman in his name. By the power of your Holy Spirit, pour out the abundance of your blessing upon this man and this woman. Defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown upon their foreheads. Bless them in their work and in their companionship, in their sleeping and in their waking, in their joys and in their sorrows, in their life and in their death. Finally, in your mercy, bring them to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you. The Lord mercifully with his favor look upon you and fill you with all spiritual benediction and grace, that you may faithfully live together in this life, and in the age to come, have life everlasting. Amen.
Stand you up. There you go. Careful of the step down.
Steve, you may kiss your bride. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. You can greet one another with the peace of the Lord. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome to the cathedral. I want to welcome all of you to take part in communion, which will be the first formal act that this couple does as a married couple, is to receive Christ's body and blood. If you are a baptized Christian, just come out and hold your hands out for the bread, and you can guide the cup to your lips. If you don't want the wine, just cross your arms, and I'll give you a blessing. If you don't know what you believe, or maybe you're from another faith tradition, do come forward, and if you cross your arms, I'll bless you, and that can't hurt, right? No matter what you believe, it can't hurt, so you can come up. We'd love to have you all join us. Amy and Steve would also like to welcome you to a reception following this ceremony at the Friday Musicale. If you're not sure how to get there, there are maps that are available in the back for you. So please be sure to pick one up and celebrate with this awesome couple this afternoon. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you. Please stand and join me on page 8 in your bulletin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because in the love of wife and husband, you have given us an image of the heavenly Jerusalem, adorned as a bride for her bridegroom, your Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, who loves her and gave himself for her, that he might make the whole creation new. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit, to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace, and at the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. O God, the giver of all that is true and lovely and gracious, we give you thanks for binding us together in these holy mysteries of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that by your Holy Spirit, Amy and Stephen, now joined in holy matrimony, may become one in heart and soul, live in fidelity and peace, and obtain those eternal joys prepared for all who love you. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that is which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. You two turn around. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you Steve and Amy Bandelos.